only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Hello, my friends. First of all, big Semper Fi to all my Marine Corps brothers and sisters out there, and a big 10-4 to all my brothers and sisters in the truck driving world out there as well. Question for you. How would you react if you, as a driver, or if you own or manage a company, and a driver of yours called you up and said, "Hey, I got a tow bill for $47,000. How would you react?" Yeah, that's exactly what happened to a company called SUS Transport, based out of Mason, Ohio. They're located about 22 miles north of Cincinnati. One of their drivers was up on Route 80 near the near Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hit a patch of black ice and slid off into a ditch. When I say slid off into a ditch, I'm not talking about flipped over or anything, you know, really bad. Just slid off to the side of the road, basically, where he couldn't get traction. So, I mean, all a tow truck had to do was latch on to him and pull him out, and he'd be good to go. But icy conditions, snowy conditions, this is Wyoming we're talking about, on 80, just had a snowstorm. So anyway, driver hits a patch of black ice, slides off to the road, you know. So they call, Wyoming State Cop stops by, asks the driver, "Do you want me to call a tow truck?" And driver says, "Yeah, I'm just sitting here spinning." So they call a tow company, and name of the company they called was COZAD, COZAD Towing. So anyway, they pulled the tractor out, pulled the trailer out, reconnected the two together, then pulled both of them 10 miles down the road to their yard. So the operations manager of this trucking company of SUS Transport, based out of Mason, Ohio, the operations manager is a gentleman by the name of Odell Snazaroff. So Odell figures that he wants to save a couple bucks. He doesn't want the insurance to go up. So he figures, well, if I call this company up and offer them cash, maybe they're cut me some slack on the tow bill. And also, if I pay cash, you know, it'll hold my insurance rates down because I don't want my turn a claim in and insurance go up. So anyway, he calls his company up, towing company, COZAD Towing. Imagine the look on his face when they said the bill was $46,800. Yeah, $46,800. The guy probably fell out of his damn chair. But he told him, "What can that be for?" So they faxed him over a copy of the bill, and the bill had the towing charge listed as $34,800 plus a weather tow charge of an additional $12,000 for a grand total of $46,800. That's crazy. So I guess they're still squabbling over these excessive charges. But, you know, I mean, you've been there, I've been there. They get you out on the road. You know, what are you going to do? You know, you're in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of the night, whatever. They gouge you. You know, that's why I personally learned a long time ago that you just don't say, "Yeah, do it." You know, you got to get a price up front, you know, before they provide any services, because then they're going to rack you whatever they want to rack you with. But that's what happened here. You know, the driver, the company didn't ask how much the bill is going to be. They performed a service and they racked them up on it. And what's so odd or strange or whatever you want to call it, in Wyoming where this occurred, there was a bill that was introduced to combat these excessive charges. And this bill was introduced into the Wyoming legislature and was voted on this past February 18th. It was voted down. It was H.R. 119, and it was put in by Representative Jeremy Harrelson, a Republican, to try to rein in these excessive charges. I guess this is an ongoing problem up in the Wyoming area, and when they get snowfall and stuff, somebody gets stuck, then these companies gouge them. But they actually voted on this bill, and it got shot down. You got to wonder why. And just so happens that, meanwhile, on the flip side, in Florida, the Florida Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, is expected to sign into law legislation in Florida to combat this same predatory towing bill, excessive charging, that's happening in Florida as well. It's supposed to go into effect July 1st. And matter of fact, Florida voted this into law unanimously. You know, so you got Wyoming, which shot it down, you know, voted it down, didn't want to vote for it. And Florida voted unanimously for it. And what these bills would do, in each case, they were almost the same exact thing. That what it was going to require is that the Department of Transportation in, you know, whatever state, we're talking Wyoming versus Florida, but it would have required them a price list of what the pricing schedule for what it was going to be. The bill would have required Wyoming Department of Transportation to create a pricing schedule for towing companies that they have to charge up front and tell driver or company what these charges would be. I looked back and researched who are the top 10 states have the most complaints about predatory trucking tow charges, you know, following, you know, a breakdown or an accident or whatever the case is. And according to the American Transportation Research Institute, that's ATRI, top 10 states that have had predatory tow bill complaints are in order: Indiana, New Jersey, Mississippi, California, Washington, Arizona, Massachusetts, Texas, Michigan, and New York. That's the top 10. I took one step further and wanted to see, okay, out of those 10 states, how many are red, how many are blue? That is to say, what's your Democrat, what's your Republican? Would you believe that 7 of the 10 states that have all these excessive complaints for excessive towing charges, 7 out of 10 states are Democrat controlled? Just like, you know, so it makes you wonder, somebody getting their, you know, their palms greased, you know. Yeah, you don't say nothing. You let me charge these excessive rates and I'll throw a little bit of money to you on the side. You know, not saying that's going on, but it really makes you wonder. It really does.
Hey, my friends. So now that we know about these predatory towing charges, you know, if you are unfortunate enough to break down or get caught in an accident or snow-related, weather-related, how should we handle or try to not get ripped off by some of these predatory towing companies? Well, first of all, if your company does business in the area and you know a reputable mechanic or shop or garage where you're going to want your truck to go to, I call that shop and ask them who they would recommend for towing. They themselves, you know, might have towing services, which a lot of times, if the same company tows to their shop, they'll give you a little bit of a better rate because they're doing both. They're towing the truck and they're working on it. If you're not sure of what mechanic or what shop or what garage you want to go to, and you don't want to get ripped off once again with towing, you know, check out another local trucking company in the area and give them a buzz and say, look, I'm so and so, I need your help. Can you tell me who you would recommend to work on my truck, and who would you recommend that, you know, I mean, is not going to rip me off and you know, can tow my tractor to that shop? You know, they're going to be more than happy to help you out. I mean, we're all in this together. They don't want to get ripped off. I'm sure they don't want to see you get ripped off. When you do speak to the garage or the tow company, ask them if they take credit cards. Do they take ComData? Do they take EFS? You know, what do they accept for payment? They tell you, well, it's strictly cash. Stay the hell away, because you know it's a ripoff. Wouldn't even think about it. And don't be afraid to ask for the price up front, the quote. You know, I understand that sight unseen, you're not going to be able to. But I mean, if it's your driver's going to be able to tell you, hopefully, if it's just a simple breakdown, blew a tire, or something along that line, they should be able to tell you, you know, what a tire repair and what the cost of a tire will be. Now, I understand if it's, you know, the truck derated, it's not, you know, whatever. And so you don't know, the driver doesn't know whether the starter went out or what's going on, fuel pump, who knows? The mechanic's not going to know till he gets there or until it gets towed. But before any work is done, you want a quote. You know, you want something in writing, and I'd recommend having fax you that quote up front, so you have something to lean back on. And tell your driver to not let himself be bullied by the tow truck driver. You know, it gives him a song and dance. Oh, I don't know. I won't know until I get into it and see what's going on. You know, and before you know it, you get $47,000 bill. You know, just be firm, be blunt, and tell him, look, I've been in a situation before. I don't want to get ripped off. And last one ripped me off, I reported him to the Better Business Bureau. You know, but be firm. So, all right, my friends. Hope these tips helped you out a little bit. Be wary. Be wary. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
I can't hardly wait till I'm a trucker.